Brother of Manchester bomber found guilty for murdering 22 people at 2017 Ariana Grande concert. By Kurt Zindulka on March 18, 2020. The brother of the Manchester arena bomber faces life in prison after being found guilty on all counts levied against him in connection to the ISIS-style terror attack that killed 22 people. Hashim Abedi, 22, has been convicted of 22 counts of murder. One count of attempted murder and one count of conspiring with his brother, Salman Abedi, to cause an explosion. The terror attack in 2017 targeted young concertgoers at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England, leaving 22 dead and hundreds more injured. Although Hashim Abedi was in Libya when his brother committed the attack, the court heard that he helped his brother design the bomb and had helped him source chemicals and shrapnel to make the explosive device more deadly. That this was a two-man job. These men planned it together and obviously, tragically, it only took one man to blow up the device and kill so many people. Max Hill, the CPS director of public prosecutions, told Sky News. The cars that they used, the telephones that they swapped, the places that they lived, the shopping trips that they went on themselves, or asked others, who didn't know their plans, to go on for them. All of those circumstances built up into an unanswerable case, Hill added. The two brothers grew up in Manchester, amongst four other siblings, born to parents who escaped Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's reign in the 1990s. Their father, Ramadan, had ties to the Libyan Islamic Fighting Group, a banned terrorist group with links to Al-Qaeda. In the 2011 civil war in Libya, Ramadan took his sons out of school in England to help assist the rebels fighting against Gaddafi, exposing the brothers to violence and heavy weaponry, according to the BBC. In 2015, the two Abedi brothers made a pilgrimage to Saudi Arabia. When they returned, Hashim and Salman began espousing radical Islamic Jihad ideology, with Salman openly identifying with the violent aims of the so-called Islamic State, ISIS. Salman was briefly investigated by MI5 before the attack, yet was not considered a threat. However, the future bomber continued to be reported to authorities for his pro-ISIS beliefs and appeared as a contact of other known radical Islamists. On the evening of the attack, Salman called the Abedi's family home in Libya and is believed to have spoken to Hashim before detonating the explosion that killed himself and 22 others. Including the psychological trauma suffered by witnesses, the attack is said to have had nearly 1,000 victims. The prosecutor in the case against Hashim Abedi argued that he was just as guilty as his brother for the terrorist attack, saying, "The surviving brother is just as responsible for the crimes which resulted in so much death, serious injury and damage following the detonation of the bomb on the May 22, 2017 as his brother. The defendant, through his conduct, encouraged and assisted his brother Salman to carry out the attack." The two brothers used Amazon accounts of unsuspecting friends to purchase components and chemicals to make the bomb used in the terror attack. Detectives in the case discovered Hashim's fingerprints in the car that was used to store explosive material, in the apartment where the bomb was built and on components of the bomb itself. At the conclusion of the 7-week trial, the jury foreman read out the names of all of the victims of Hashim Abedi, who refused to attend the conclusion of the trial, according to the Manchester Evening News. The deceased victims of the Manchester Arena attack: Elaine McIver, 43, Safi Rose Roussos, 8, Sora Lexkowski, 14, Ailey McLeod, 14, Nella Jones, 14, Olivia Campbell Hardy, 15, Megan Hurley, 15, Georgina Callender, 18, Chloe Rutherford, 17, Liam Curry, 19, Courtney Boyle, 19, Philip Tron, 32, John Atkinson, 26, Martin Hatt, 29, Kelly Brewster, 32, Angelica Kliss, 39, Marcin Kliss, 42, Michelle Kiss, 45, Allison Howe, 45, Lisa Lees, 43, Wendy Fowle, 50, and Jane Tweddle, 51. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtZindulka.